Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text Number 20, Lord Krishna shows his universal form, Text 28. Krishnasya Gopa Ruchiram Viksha Komara Chapalam Shrinvantya Kila Tanmatur Iti Ochu Samagata. Krishnasya of Krishna, Gopya, all the gopis, Ruchiram, very attractive, Viksha, observing, Komara Chapalam, the restlessness of the childish pastimes. Srinvantya. Just to hear them again and again. Kila. Indeed. Tatmatu. In the presence of his mother. Iti, thus, ha, indeed, uchu, said, samagata, assembled there. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Observing the very attractive childish restlessness of Krishna, all the gopis in the neighborhood, to hear about Krishna's activities again and again, would approach Mother Jasoda and speak to her as follows. Prabhupada, Krishna's activities are always attractive to devotees. Therefore, the neighbors who are friends of Mother Jasoda inform Mother Jasoda of whatever they saw Krishna doing in the neighborhood. Mother Jasoda, just to hear about the activities of her son, stopped her household duties and enjoyed the information given by the neighborhood friends. The first nine cantos of the Bhagavad Gita, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, are meant to inspire us and give us the understanding that to hear about Krishna is not something ordinary. That this is the nivitta tashera upigyamanas, pavoshas chocha manobi ramat, ka uttama shloka gunanu vardat, Vina vihareta pusha vina pushugnat. That hearing about Krishna is done in the disciple succession. And is the actual, is the remedy for clearing away all our misgivings. That everyone will become attracted to hearing about Krishna katha, except for those who are killing animals and those who are killing themselves. In other words, this whole idea of classes and reading and studying is just to convince us that hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna, that these are the ultimate activities, that there can be no higher activity than this. Without that, the more we have that conviction, the more when we hear about Krishna, the more attention we'll pay. We won't think it's just something else to do, something else on the schedule, and we're expected to be in class, so therefore we come. No, we should understand it's in all spiritual and material universes, it's the highest activity. There's nothing more auspicious than hearing about Krishna. And with that in mind, we could try to at least pay attention to what we're hearing. And if we don't understand something, then we can inquire submissively to try to understand it. When we go back to the spiritual world, this will be our main activity there also. The present religionists, they don't know what the spiritual world is, or what they do there. And what they speculate is something not very desirable. Something about some big man sitting on a chair with a scoreboard and people coming before him, little souls coming before him, and he's looking at the scoreboard, he's pressing the button, pious and sinful activities come up, and either his thumb goes up or it goes down. And if it goes down, then he takes the little soul in his hands and throws him into the burning fire. And all the angels gather around and say, wow, did you see that guy burn? Throw in another one, God. That was far out. Or some other little soul comes, God presses his Mac computer, the scoreboard lights up, thumb goes up, and God hands him a little harp or a horn. And he joins the orchestra. Boo, 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 boo. God is great, God is great. Or the harp. God is great, God is great. And then after some time, some little souls come to God and say, God, can you please throw me into the burning fire? At least there's some rock music down there. Something interesting. So this is people's conceptions. God's an old man. He has arthritis. He's trying to clutch at the earth. Can't quite make it. Hopefully he'll retire soon. Some younger angel will take over. So bad things won't happen to good people anymore. There was one rabbi, his name was Krishna, actually. And his explanation is why bad things happen to good people is that God is so old, he's become senile. So he doesn't know what good and evil is anymore. So therefore, sometimes bad things happen to good people. But the rabbi said, don't worry, we've gotten direct information from a reliable source that soon God will retire and some other younger angel will take over and these problems should be corrected. So this is people's mental concoction about what goes on in the spiritual world. But here we find that Krishna, he's the most attractive personality. In any of his different statuses of life, whether he's a baby or a child, or he's a youth, he's always attractive. And therefore everyone is attracted to him. Now when we read these, we may not be attracted to Krishna. So we wonder, what's going on here? Are they also brainwashed, these coward women? Well, they have nothing else to do because there's no internet and Facebook. So they're just watching this kid running around because they have plenty of free time. And then they go to Mother Jasoda, to Gramikata, to talk about the village boy named Krishna. Gramikata means village talk. Plenty of times they have nothing else to do. No, actually, Krishna is all attractive, and therefore they don't want to do anything else but talk about Krishna. And even Krishna's so-called mischievous activities, they're all meant for the pleasure of his devotees, to increase their pleasure. And indeed, they increase their pleasure, and by talking about it, their pleasure increases even more. So everyone is interested in pleasure in the spiritual world, as they're interested in pleasure here. The difference is that they found the object of pleasure, Krishna. And here we're still looking for the object of pleasure. So it's very fortunate that we come here and we hear about Krishna, that we take it seriously, that this is not some kind of aborigine cowherd boy who's playing around stealing butter and yogurt. That when he makes more advancement, then he might become a vegan. people don't realize it took us 5,000 years to realize that cow milk is meant for the calves and not for people. But these primitive people are still drinking milk in this story. So it's practically barbaric in some people's minds. Besides that, they probably have a high cholesterol, drinking so much milk and eating so much cheese and yogurt. They don't tell you about all the heart attacks and problems they have. So people have this conception, and we've been brought up in this culture with a similar conception. Therefore, we have to be careful that we understand from the very basics of our philosophy that this is not a barbaric culture, a primitive culture, an undeveloped culture. This is culture. And everything after this culture is barbaric to one degree or another. As I've explained many times, that there are four principles in the Vedic culture: Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Currently, there's no Dharma, practically speaking, in the modern world. There's only so-called economic development for sense gratification. But neither they're developing properly economically because of the lack of Dharma, nor is there any real sense gratification or very significant sense gratification, because sense gratification means that the senses are gratified. But by their so-called economic development, they're actually dulling their senses, and therefore their senses are never gratified. And there's no question of liberation, because most people are going down to the lower species of life. They won't be liberated for many millions of lifetimes. But real Dharma begins with cow protection. Because the Vaishyas, Krishi Goraksha Vanijam, Vaishya Karma Sabhavajam, that the Vaishyas are the ones who are protecting cows and probably engaging in trade and agriculture. And this is what Krishna says is the basis of life, material life. Anad bhavati bhutani parjana anasambhava. So the most basic dharmic principle is to protect cows and the bull, and therefore produce agriculture on that basis and trade on that basis. Nanda Maharaj did not have a series of stores around India or Vrindavan selling things on the side like computers and iPhones, whatever the latest invention was in Vrindavan. No, they bartered milk and yogurt and other things. When he went to Mathura to present taxes, he presented taxes in terms of yogurt and milk to the king, King Kangsa. He didn't have to print up some money and give the king the money, the paper money. He didn't even have to give gold. He gave something more valuable, milk and yogurt and other milk products. Because if there's problems in the society, you can't eat gold. And Subhuti Roy, who is the Nawab Hussein Shah's guardian previously, who's Nawab Hussein Shah, was his servant. And one day, Subhuti Roy's servant, the Nawab, who became the Nawab, he stole something, so Subhuti Roy gave him some punishment. And later on, by some means, this servant became the Nawab, like the king of that area. And when the Nawabs saw that there were some marks on his body, because Nawab's wife saw that there were some marks on the Nawab's body because of that chastisement, she asked the Nawab to kill Subhuti Roy. So Subhuti Roy said, "I couldn't do that, because he treated me like a son. He took very good care of me." So finally the Nawab decided, "I'd sprinkle some water on Subhuti Roy's head and therefore I'd convert him into a Mohammedan. That was the idea back then. That even if some Mohammedan took some water from his pot, sprinkled it on your head, you became a Mohammedan. In any case, so Nawab sprinkled some water on Subhuti Roy's head, and Subhuti Roy wanted to counteract it. So he went to the learned scholars and asked what to do. So they said different things, such as drinking malted lead or molten gold, like that. So drinking molten gold is not very healthy. Although probably your parents, your relatives will definitely claim the body. But for oneself who does it, it's not very healthy. But eating milk products, properly prepared, if you have the proper digestion, is very healthy. It's the basis of health. So without cow protection, without protecting the bull, then as I said, society must get their food somewhere, and they get it by artificial means, creating tractors, and then because they don't have the dung, and the cow urine, therefore they have to invent so many fertilizers, so many insecticides, so many herbicides, and ultimately it's GMOs and glyphosate and everything else are peoplecides too. Because they want to get rid of as many people as possible. They don't only want to kill the insects and the animals, they want to kill the people too. Because they're killing the bull and the cow, their mother and their father. Therefore, killing people is no problem. Useless eaters. So the point is, these armies, these factories, all this transportation, and even all this industrialization and technology is all a result of cow killing and bull killing, complicating society ever more. And because people are becoming crazier, those people are destroying society, are ever more in anxiety, that they're surrounded by crazy people, so they have to have ever more technology to keep tabs on these people and figure out how to get rid of them. But this is real society. If you have the cow and bull, then all your economic problems are solved. All the food you need, all the milk products you need, without having to pollute the air, without having to pollute the water, without having to pollute the food, without having to pollute the ether. And then there's time to actually investigate the eternality of the soul and the reality of Krishna. Then one can actually enter into the realm of spiritual experience. Otherwise, it's not possible. People are too busy, too complicated, too bewildered, too misguided, and therefore it's very difficult to understand the value of the society based upon cow protection and agriculture. But at least we should try to understand it, and when we hear about this, we should relish how happy these people were in such a society, in such a culture. They weren't deprived, trying to figure out what to do with their lives, wandering around like ghosts, not knowing what to do, taking drugs to pass the time. No, they were fully engaged in hearing and chanting and serving Krishna. They took the effort to get what was necessary to have wonderful food. They didn't have to worry about the air. They didn't have to worry about the water. They didn't have to worry about their relationships with each other. Because it was all based upon one principle, that is to make Krishna happy. And when Krishna was happy, then everyone was happy. Because they were actually situated in the spiritual realm of experience, and therefore they were enjoying life in an unlimited way. So, obviously we can't turn back the present culture. It's too many centuries of gradually entering into the darkest regions of ignorance, as we see we're headlong going into. But at least we can introduce Krishna Katha in the form of these books, the form of the Sankirtan, the Harinam. We can introduce Krishna Katha, and that will actually affect some people's minds if they're not averse to Krishna Katha. Who will not take pleasure? Those who are killing animals, it will be very difficult to convert them to Krishna's service. And those who are killing themselves, those who are taking drugs and engaged and convinced that sinful activity is actually valuable, is actually helpful, is actually pleasurable. They're killing themselves, and therefore they won't be attracted to Krishna Katha very easily. But at least we should try to become attracted to Krishna Katha and help others, those who are eligible, do their pious present and pious activities to accept Krishna Katha, the form of the holy name, the form of this book, these books, and the form of prasadam, and therefore will become more eligible to relish Krishna Katha also. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Why the leaders of the world are stating that the methane gases from the cows are not good? They're threatening the environment.
Why? Because they're demons. They have no knowledge. CO2. They're worried about CO2, but actually CO2 is just as valuable as oxygen, because the plants live by CO2. We take in oxygen, we give out CO2, and the plants live by CO2. So if you don't want plants, just eliminate CO2, you won't have anything to eat except for each other. So why? Because the whole climate change or whatever they're calling it, it's all just a means of control like everything else they're doing. Means of control and a means of killing things. Because they're ignorant. They're in the darkest region of ignorance. They don't know about the soul. They don't know about the supreme soul. They don't know about the laws of karma. They don't know anything. All they know is that they want to control and kill. Because they're in ignorance. They're infected by the lowest modes of nature. They're rakshasas. They're leaders for the other rakshasas, but they're not our leaders. And the result is, etam dristim avashtavya nashtatmano nabudhya pravanya ugra karmana shaya jagato hita. Following such conclusions, in other words, they deny God and His laws, following such conclusions and loss to themselves, the demoniac create horrible, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. Because when you're intoxicated by the mode of ignorance, you don't know what's to be, you think what's to be done is not to be done, and you think what's to be done is to be done. And therefore you always strive in the wrong direction. Just like in the Mardi Gras, which is a big festival they have in New Orleans every year. 1 year, and the festival is, for 1 week they have a marathon of sinful activities. They slaughter animals on the street, they have sex on the street, they take intoxication, and they play rock music. You can't even think. So one year the devotees decide to go out and do Harinam during this so-called festival. And as soon as they got out of their van, the police came and started to sing Hare Krishna. The police came and arrested them all, put them in jail and charged them for disturbing the peace. So that's demoniac. Anything else? Okay, Kuala, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.